Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Okay, yeah. Now we're in the next episode. Okay. This is the next episode. We're here.
Yeah, welcome to the next episode.
And just in case we sound different and because I think it's cool as heck, we're all in the same room and that's really neat.
Yay. We got to meet up.
We're actually sitting around a table looking at each other in the face, in our human faces.
Okay, so we were talking last time about imposter syndrome and then about looking at your own work. And there's two quotes about judging your own work that I come back to all the time and probably you all do as well. One is Ira Glass talking about the gap. That this gets talked about a lot, that what you have, especially when you're starting out, when you're learning something, what you have is taste. You know what you want it to be, and there's this gap between what you think it should be and what you're making, and you feel like you can never get past that, but everyone does that, and the only way to do that is to keep working. You're not garbage because you can't immediately make a thing. Like, a sculptor isn't garbage because they don't automatically, everything we talked about last time. And the other thing I think about often is the modern dancer Martha Graham, and I distill it down in my head, no satisfaction at any time. It's more of this, like... bleak advice that I somehow find hopeful because she was an incredible choreographer and dancer from the mid-20th century. But I looked up the full quote, and here is Martha Graham on creativity. There is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all of time, this expression is unique.
Ooh.
And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and it will be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep yourself open and aware to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open. Something has been omitted here, but it ends. No artist is pleased. There is no satisfaction whatever at any time. There is only a queer divine dissatisfaction, a blessed unrest that keeps us marching and makes us more alive than the others. Now, that then the others thing is a very mid-century view of artist versus non-artist. I think there's probably something everyone can get out of this, even though it does sound kind of harsh. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. And you know what? Also, you said that it might seem a little bleak. I don't think so. I, a while ago, told a friend of mine, I said, I am happy. I'm so happy, but I am never satisfied.
Yeah.
And there is a difference. There is a difference there.
This is a thing that I think anybody who has done any kind of creative anything, right, where... when you are young, right, we all have this concept of like the beautiful inspiration and like, oh, yeah, I had to put pen to paper and it sprung, it poured out of me, my life's blood onto the page. And then like you grow up and you like talk to any writer or painter or artist or singer or whatever. And it's like, no, this is a job that I do. And like there are days where I don't feel inspired, but like I work, I sit down and I work. And I think that that's like a transition that I, you know, my knowledge went through from like 20 to now almost 35 of like the difference is everything's a job. And what I mean by that is like, you're not always going to like everything you do. Like, it's not always going to be perfect, but like nothing is, you know, you work and sometimes it's bad. It reminded me of a Samuel Beckett quote that I looked up of, you know, fail, try again, fail better, I think is what it is. Of like, try again, fail better.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was Beckett.
Yeah. And it's because like that idea of like, just fail a little bit better next time. But like, you sit down and you write, or you sit down and you paint, or you sit down and you draw, or you sit down and you work. I mean, whatever it is. I think you mentioned the art versus the not art. I believe there's art in everything. Mm. You know, when you watch someone really do anything well, like, I will say, when I get my taxes done, the accountant who does my taxes is an artist. Like,
oh, absolutely.
She is amazing. And like watching someone try to keep coming back to that, but then like to like you learn from mistakes more than you learn from success.
Oh, absolutely. Like, And I think there's also something to be said, too, about the idea of inspiration and just getting it down. You both spoke to that in the things you were talking about. But then comes the really kind of tedious part is the editing or the shaping it or tweaking or just refining of things. And that's always going to happen. Just make sure to get that first bit down. That's really important.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves.